So tonight, I want to talk about something with you guys that is kind of the culmination of our week. Because what I want to talk to you guys about is God's greatest gift. And I want to talk to you about this. Faith is believing in God's greatest gift. Have you guys ever received a gift that you had no idea what it was? All right. How many of you guys maybe received a gift, but then after somebody passed away, that gift became more and more precious to you? How about that? Anybody that one? Have you guys ever seen a little child like open up a present? They find what's inside and they put that aside and they just play with the wrapping. Has anybody ever seen that one? Any little siblings that kind of do that one? Okay. What I want to talk to you guys about tonight, how do I work this, Rachel? Does it work? All right. What I want to talk to you guys tonight is about God's greatest gift, and faith is actually believing in God's greatest gift. Now, what I want from you guys, is it working? All right, sweet. What I want from you guys is this. I have scriptures that are going to be up on the screen. And when a scripture comes up, if you guys can cooperate with me, I'd love you guys to read them along with me, okay? Let's start this first one. We're going to read together. Here we go. This is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So it's saying that if we're in Jesus, we have a different identity than what we used to be, okay? Now, when we talked about Adam and Eve in the garden, this is what they inherited, friendship. But because of their rebellion, they quickly started acting like God's enemies. You guys with me on that one? Somebody read this one out real loud over here. Read it. Okay, so what we're saying is one man sinned, and then death entered through sin, and then everybody is a descendant of him, so therefore all sin and all will die. So we have this picture going on for you guys, for you, some of you visual people. We studied Adam. Adam sinned, and his sin brings him to death. Make sense? You'll notice there's an arrow on the bottom because the Bible teaches it's eternal death or eternal punishment from God. Somebody over on this side, over here, front row in this area, somebody read that one out loud.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah, so we looked at that today, this morning, that not only Adam sinned, but everybody after him. So I want you guys to see the little dots. You know what those little dots represent? Generations. So Adam's kids sinned, and Adam's kids' kids sinned, and his great-great-grandkids sinned. And as a result of that, we actually see something that happens. Somebody shot that one out. Yeah, so the idea is it's a payment. The payment of your sin, what we all get is death. So it's not just Adam and his kids, but it's every generation after them, and that includes? Gotcha. So the Bible actually says you have the identity, the last name, sinner, from birth. Did you know that? The Bible says you cannot change that about yourself. There's nothing you can do to fundamentally change that. You can't be good enough. You can't go to church enough. There's nothing you can personally do to change this identity, okay? So what I want you guys to see is Adam was born in sin. His life led to death. You and I were born in sin, and our lives will also lead and end in death. You guys got me, okay? So Jesus Christ, when we talk about Jesus Christ, and you hear Michael up here talking about Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to this earth, and he took our punishment that we couldn't pay except through death, and he paid it for us. The reason he can do it is because somebody on this side, shout out this one.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
You got it. So Jesus Christ is God. He's eternal, and we can show it just like this. You notice the line that Jesus is on has arrows on both ends because Jesus Christ is eternal. Does that make sense? All right. So, I'll show you this verse. Somebody on this side, read this one.
But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners.
Beautiful. So, to escape this line, I go back one. to escape this line leading to death, we have to believe in Jesus to get eternal life. Somebody read this one out right here. So God sent Jesus to take our punishment and our sins to satisfy God's anger against us. We're made right with God when we what?
Believe.
When we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificing his life for us. I heard it once said by a little kid, I believe that Jesus took my spanking. Now I know you guys parents don't hardly spank you guys today, but when I was growing up, I got butt whoopings, okay? And that clicks with me. Jesus took my spanking, okay? Now, we have to ask ourselves, what is our part? We're born in sin. The Bible says we're headed to death physically and spiritually. Our part is to look to Christ, his death and resurrection, and believe. Now, what's interesting about that, somebody read, let's go this side, one of these girls over here. Let's go, girl, go ahead. So he, talking about Jesus, he rescued us from the domain of darkness and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son. So as you look at this picture, look at this. Our part is to look to Christ and say, I believe. God's part is to make us a new person. And this is what changes about us. It says, you've been given a new life. Somebody towards the back, shout out this one. Right there. Mitch, or is it Mitchell? Yeah, go ahead, Mitchell. For you have been born again, your new life comes from the eternal word of God. Here's something else that changes about you when you believe that Jesus died and rose again for you. You've been made a new creation. This is what I read earlier. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Thirdly, you've been given a new future, meaning you actually have something to look forward to. Somebody in this middle section, read that one. Hey, this sounds exactly like Abraham with Isaac. He sacrificed his one and only son, right? And God provided a Passover, a lamb for him in the bushes. In the same way, God provided a Passover lamb. Fourthly, the Bible says you've been given a new past, meaning the things you guys have done, God doesn't think of them the same anymore. It says this, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of... the life I live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we come to believe that Jesus died and rose again, the entire rest of our lives, we live by faith. Next one, we see that you've become God's child. Somebody over here, somebody shot that one. Okay, so he gave us right to become children if we receive him or believe in his name. And then lastly, what's really kind of cool is you become God's friend. I'm going to read this to you guys. For since we were restored to friendship with God by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be delivered from eternal punishment by his life. So now we can rejoice in this wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what the Lord Jesus has done for us in making us friends with God. So I want you guys just to fix this image in your brain. And I want you guys to realize that faith is believing in God's greatest gift, that God sent his son to die in your place. He came back to life, and our part is to trust in him. God's part is to give you a new life. I want to encourage you, nobody walks out of this place believing a lie that you can work your way to God, because you cannot. I'm begging you guys tonight, nothing is more important to me than this, what we're talking about, is I want none of you to walk out of here thinking that you can work your way to heaven. The Bible's very clear that you cannot. I want to read this to you. The Apostle Paul, who was super, super, super good and moral and did all the right stuff, he said it this way. He started saying all the things he could do, and he said, I once thought all these things were very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done for me. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to the priceless, the treasure, the gain of knowing Christ as my Lord. I've discarded everything else, not good works, none of that, counting it as garbage so that I may have Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own goodness or my ability to obey God's law, but I trust Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. So, my question for you is this. I'm going to run it back to this. What are you trusting in to have your sins forgiven? Selah, come here. I asked my daughter if she would come up here. I want to walk you through something real quick. Come here, babe. Yeah. All right. Everybody, this is my daughter, Selah. Everybody say, hi, Selah.
Hi,
okay, sometimes you have to have a real human being in your presence for you guys to grasp something. I want you to hear this out. So the Bible teaches that Adam was created by God for relationship, and he broke that relationship because he did not trust God's love. God created us for trust, and he broke that trust. His son and daughters broke that trust in every generation, and you guys can see that every one of these logs represents a generation. And every generation has children, and those children are born in sin, and those children sin against God. And every generation after them is born in sin, headed to death, separation from God. Now, this is my father, his name is Randy, and I happen to be standing here, and I had a little girl named Selah. Now, it's hard for you to believe, because she's so precious, that you think that she sins, but she does, okay? And if Selah does not change anything about her life, Selah will end, if everybody look back here, her life will end in physical death. Her life will also end in spiritual death, eternal punishment from God. That's what the Bible teaches. Selah has one thing to do in this life. Her job and only job is to live by faith. So when the Bible says whoever believes in him, it is the act of turning to the cross. Everybody look over here. Selah has to look to the cross and say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Savior. You died and rose again for me. And when Selah looks to the cross and believes, God the Father transfers us off the road of death and puts us on the road to eternal life. You guys catch that? Her job is to do what? Look to Christ and believe that he is the one who died and rose again for her. And then God picks her up and transfers her over. You can walk through, babe. Transfers her over to eternal life. Thank you, Selah. So here's the deal, guys. I'm going to end it here. I want you guys to ponder this. Michael's going to come up and sing this final song again, Christ is Enough for Me. And I want you guys to close your eyes for a minute. I want you guys to think this through. What I choose to believe tonight can change not only the past sins that I've created, it can actually change your identity, your relationship with God, and change your future forever. It's that important. Now tonight, don't slip this up. Like, don't let this slip past you. Don't let anybody distract you. Tonight, I want you guys to hear this out. If you will look to Christ and say, Jesus, I believe and trust in you, that you died and rose again for me. The Bible says you can have eternal life. It's not a prayer you pray. It's not something you give other than Jesus. I look to you and I trust in you to pay for my sins. You are my Savior. I want you to be part of my life. It's that simple. I invite you tonight to change what you're trusting in from your works to Jesus Christ alone. And this will be the jump start of a faith walk with Jesus that changes the course of your life, that will change eternity, and it will build this relationship that is only made right by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Tonight, I encourage you to stand with me to sing this final